This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. The headlines. Nagaland State Cabinet to discuss call for reservation policy review on August 6th. Five Tribes Committee defers stir. Advisor Dr. Kikriel Holi Yomi stresses need to preserve tribal languages. Nagaland government urges to take urgent concrete action to mitigate human-elephant conflict. The news in detail. Nagaland State Government met with representatives of the Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy at Civil Secretariat in Kohima. The government was represented by Chief Secretary Senthiyangar Imchen and other senior officials. Speaking to media after the meeting, committee convener Tesinlo Semi said the meeting was held at the invitation of the Chief Secretary, wherein it was informed that the State Cabinet would meet on the 6th of August to discuss the issue. Mr. Semi reiterated that the committee remains steadfast in its core demand and will decide the next course of action after the cabinet meeting. In Nagaland, Lotha Hoho tribe has urged the state government to take immediate and concrete action to address the rising threat of human-elephant conflict in the wake of the recent elephant attack that claimed the life of a 72-year-old farmer in New Ripiam village, Woka. In a statement, the Hoho called for urgent deployment of rapid response teams and early warning systems in vulnerable areas. It also emphasized the need for sustainable, community-based strategies to mitigate conflicts. The Hoho also sought ex gratia compensation to the family of the deceased, as well as long-term support for families affected by wildlife conflicts. Highlighting that Woka district records the highest frequency of human-wildlife conflict in Nagaland, the Hoho urged that the Divisional Forest Officer in Doyang, Divisional Forest Office in Doyang be upgraded to a dedicated wildlife range or division. The organization urged the authorities to act with urgency, foresight and compassion to prevent further tragedies. Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kikriel Holi Yomi, has highlighted the urgent need to preserve indigenous languages in Nagaland. Speaking at the inaugural session of a seven-day refresher course for language educators at Nagaland University Kohima campus, he emphasized that identity and language are crucial for communities without written scripts. Dr. Yomi highlighted complexities of language preservation in a multilingual state like Nagaland. He noted that the department's effort to develop tribal language textbooks remain in the early stages due to challenges including translation hurdles. He stressed the importance of teaching children in their mother tongue in line with the national education policy, acknowledging that implementation remains difficult. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla visited Sainik School in Pal yesterday, inspected various built-up areas and reviewed ongoing development projects, including the construction of the girls' hostel in the school campus. The Governor of Manipur was joined by the GOC of Red Shield Division, Major General S.S. Karthikeya, laid a wreath at the Amar Jawan Memorial Stone, honouring the brave soldiers who made the ultimate sacrifice for the nation. The cadets and school band also presented a majestic guard of honour. Later, Sri Bhalla inaugurated a new water ATM inside the campus and planted a holy Rudraksha tree as a part of the nationwide initiative Ek Per Ma Ke Naam. The governor also attended a special programme held at the Vikram Batra Auditorium of the school, where he released the school's annual magazine, Orchid. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated the two-day state-level workshop on Panchayat Advancement Index, PAI 2.0, in Itanagar yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister highlighted the importance of PAI 2.0 as a scientific and data-driven framework introduced by the Ministry of Panchayati Raj to assess development at the Gram Panchayat level. He emphasised that the index serves as a critical tool for bottom-up planning, helping identify local needs and progress on rural development indicators. The Panchayat Advancement Index is a multi-domain and multi-sectoral index that is intended to be used to assess the overall holistic development, performance and progress of panchayats. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that real and lasting change in governance does not begin with policy files or official memos, but from within individuals, particularly in how government officials present themselves and treat citizens who approach public offices. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Mission Karma Yogi program at the State Banquet Hall in Itanagar yesterday, Mr. Khandu said that it is more than just a training program. He said it is a movement aimed at transforming the mindset of government employees. The Chief Minister said the 5-day capacity building initiative will focus not only on developing new skills, but will be a transformative journey to reorient government employees to go beyond the routine, to act with empathy, to serve with humility, and to solve with creativity. He appealed to government employees to help build not just a skilled workforce, but a culture rooted in service and accountability. The State Disaster Response Force in Meghalaya yesterday continued their search and rescue operations at Selawari near Tura, West Garo Hills, to locate Agriculture Officer Teseng M. Sangma, who was swept away by strong currents on Sunday afternoon while attempting to cross the Ganol River. The SDRF had started their operation since 4 p.m. yesterday after being activated by the West Garo Hills District Administration and had joined the SAR efforts of the Police and Fire and Emergency Services. As per Deputy Controller of Civil Defence, West Garo Hills, Mr. Timai K. Sangma, who is leading the SDRF team, said the operation is still ongoing as the officer is yet to be located. As a part of a nationwide initiative to engage with the farming community and to promote the implementation of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme, the Office of the Krishi Vigyan Kendra, Nongshalong, under the Eastern West Khasi Hills District, organised a special programme. The programme brought together farmers from both West Khasi Hills and Eastern West Khasi Hills districts who have been beneficiaries of the PM Kisan scheme. The event was also held in conjunction with a public address by the Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi, during the 20th instalment release of the PM Kisan scheme held in Uttar Pradesh. The live viewing of the address was facilitated during the gathering at KVK Nongshalong. In Arunachal Pradesh, under the Vibrant Village Programme, a horticulture awareness cum input distribution programme was successfully organised at Doitongkar Circle, Tawang yesterday. The initiative was a part of the Mission for Integrated Development of Horticulture, a centrally sponsored scheme aimed to promote organic horticultural practices and equip local farmers with essential inputs to boost productivity and income. In a closely contested match of Group F of the 134th Indian Oil Durian Cup 2025, played at the Kumang Lampak Main Stadium in Imphal yesterday, the Real Kashmir FC defeated the local club TRAU FC 2-1 goal. The Group F knockout stage matches of Durian Cup 2025 is being played in Imphal, and Indian Navy has so far been at the top of the group with 3 points from one match. Real Kashmir also got 3 points from two matches and at second position, while local teams TRAU FC and NEROCA remained at third with 1 point each. NEROCA FC will clash with the Indian Navy football team on the 7th of this month. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.